All right, guys, welcome back to The Late Talk. I'm Brian Arnett.
And I'm Jason.
This is the guy who rode his bike to San Francisco, made out with a dog.
Made out with a dog.
Pees in sinks.
Pees in sinks. And
he does it all, bro.
I drink sparkling water. Bubbly.
He loves to dress up as an old man, apparently. If you guys didn't see his video, he has this fucking realistic... Yeah, it is pretty realistic.
Pretty realistic. Unless unless you're straightforward and looking at him in the eyes, it's not that real.
Like, not just a mask over your face, like it goes over his full head. He made a video about it. Like, it looks pretty sick. He has a good old man voice. And today, here at my office, so we were filming. I don't know if you want to get into the advertisement that you were filming. I think we talked about it a little.
We talked about it. We filmed the whole advertisement for my sweaters that I'm dropping. And it was a fun day. It took 3 hours to film. It was pretty hectic. But... yeah, I was like, I'd probably say it's the most important day of my life, only because like I have never dropped anything this crazy, and the fact that I like have all my bestest friends around me and everything like that, like it's crazy. That should look good. I like how you're eating a sandwich in the most meaningful moment of my life. How beautiful we bonded, we connected, it was the best thing ever.
It took me so long to pick out the sandwich that I'm eating. Which, by the way, for the audio listeners, I'm eating a fucking sandwich.
I'm letting you know, that shit sounds fucking disgusting. And I'm pretty sure the audience could agree with me. This shit sounds nasty.
So after we were done filming the little ad, we came back to my office. And my homie Josh, the one who was filming it, I still have like half that shit in my mouth. His cousin came up. Well, okay, you scared Josh with the old man mask. Yeah. But let me say this story first. Josh's cousin comes in the office. He comes here regularly. It's like pretty big warehouse, and he comes up, and Josh is a pretty good actor, because we were just acting like there was an old man in the warehouse that was just
he was
sleeping.
Homeless, and he was a drunk. Keep in mind, we didn't know this guy. We didn't know the cousin. Well, I
know.
I don't know the cousin. I had no clue. This is my first time meeting him. And he's like, you're going to scare him. You're going to act like an old man. And I put my whole suit on. I put everything. I was wearing one shoe with one sock. I had my fucking pants dragging down to you see my underwear and my ass, and then you know, I just looked disgusting, and I had a beer can that it looked like a beer can. We wrapped it in paper, and now I'm sleeping in the corner, and Josh is like, all right, you're gonna act like the drunk old guy that has slept in here, and we want you out. And then yeah, so we're his cousin comes in, and his cousin doesn't speak that much English. He's like, he's learning, right? So he's learning. So I'm not sure, I wasn't sure how he was gonna react. I wasn't sure what he was gonna do, you know. And he calls him out.
Okay, I'm pretty sure anyone, no matter what language they speak, if they see someone where they're not supposed to be, that's like this crazy old guy getting in your face, like,
yeah,
they're gonna have a pretty,
I don't know, his reaction wasn't that crazy, but it was he definitely believed it. Like, you could see, like, he believed it. He walked in, he was like so scared, and I was making like these weird noises. I was like, urgh, urgh. And then Josh is like, he's acting at this point, he's like, you gotta leave. And I was like, I ain't leaving, I ain't going nowhere. And I started screaming and just fucking being loud. And his cousin was just so like scared and terrified. And it was a point where I kind of swung at Josh.
I didn't even see that.
What I swung. Book? I went, I hissed at him. And his cousin's like, watch out, watch out. His cousin got like, yeah, so defensive.
He seemed pretty like, pretty hesitant. He was kind of scared.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That shit's funny because like, I don't know. That's just like a fun, like nobody really does that. Like nobody dresses up as old man.
Yeah.
But Jay, all of a sudden, just fucking... is the master of it.
I think I should be. I want that. It's fun, dude. I want to get more masks. I want to get more suits and costumes. They're fun.
So you had Josh in your car, and you guys stopped at the gas station mid filming, mid shoot.
Yeah.
And how'd you scare him?
So we got gas and everything, and this fool was messing with his camera while I was pumping gas in the passenger side, and while I was looking, I saw him like being busy right there, and I was like, oh shit, I have my mask right here in the trunk. I put the whole thing on, and I don't know how he didn't notice. Put everything on, I had something covering this side and, you know, covering my whole face, so it kind of looked realistic. But I was wearing everything I'm wearing right now, like a young kid clothing, I guess. So I thought he wouldn't like be like fooled by it. I go up to him, I'm like, hey, you got a dollar? And he's like he looks up, he's like, nah bro, I don't have a dollar. He started looking at me all weird. I was like, come on man, I know you got some. And this scratching my neck, looking like a fiend. And he's like, bro, I don't have nothing. And he looked kind of like scared. And I was like, no way he's believing this. And I started cracking up right there. He thought I was a crazy old man just laughing. That he believed it while I was laughing still. And it took him like literally like 20 seconds to figure out it was me. And I was like, bro, I can't believe you fell for that shit. And he was just like, bro, I saw your neck because the bottom of the mask, the you know, is ripped, right? He said he thought that was his skin peeling off. Ugh. So he said he thought the old man was like fucked up and like he was all beat up and shit.
If I had never seen or known that you had that mask, I wonder if I like how I would react if like
I know
that thing just walked up to me and started saying something. Because I feel like, to me, obviously, since I know that it's a mask, it's fake, and that it's you, like I feel like I like you can tell right away. But I mean, if they're falling for it, like I feel like if you get really close and look, like you said, like the eye sockets, yeah, and like the rip or whatever, I don't know. But I wonder like how I'd react. By the way, last episode, we said that we were gonna try the Taco Bell wings, the buffalo wings.
Yeah.
And I don't think they have them anymore. So instead, I bought a fucking big ass sandwich.
I'm bummed out about that.
Let me call a different Taco Bell just to confirm,
bro.
Because I called my local Taco Bell and they sounded like they weren't taking it serious. Like, I mean, obviously I'm asking for fucking buffalo wings, but she was like kind of like laughing.
She was laughing?
Yeah, she was like, no, we don't have those. I know they did have them because she said, like, it sounded like it was just a limited time. Let's see.
Are you calling them?
Oh, that's the wrong one. I already called that one. Just straight bugging for the wings.
Imagine someone says, yeah, we do actually.
I'd be fucking pissed.
Yeah, can we go to eat that shit? I'd rather eat some wings.
Santa Paula Taco Bomber is speaking.
Hey, Maria. How's it going? This is Brian.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if you guys still had the buffalo wings at this location.
Oh, no, we don't. It was just a limited time. It was only for a week.
It was for a week?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and that's it.
So yeah, someone go to the hospital or something? You guys had to shut it down early?
No, it's just, it was just for a limited time. I think it was just to try it out.
Ask them,
and then probably we'll resell them again later on.
Okay, cool. Hopefully that's soon. Did you try them yourself?
Yeah, they're really good. I like them.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they pay you extra to say that?
No. I wish, but... no, but yeah, they were really good.
Scale 1 to 10.
Well, for me, 10.
Just straight interview. A 10, oh damn. Okay, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. You have a good one.
You too, bye.
Bro, we should just start calling restaurants and shit, just interviewing. Bro, no fucking chance that Taco Bell wings are a 10.
She said a 10, huh?
Dude, that shit was some smart marketing though, for like them to just try out wings for a week, because they knew that was so like off brand that it would get people to talk about
weird.
It.
Weird. I never.
That shit was that. All over Twitter, bro. I wanted to try them on the podcast, but obviously they're not in stock right now.
I wanted to try the Prime drinks too.
Oh yeah, the Logan Paul KSI drinks.
Yeah, I wanted to try those, but they're all stocked out, bro. I didn't even look this morning, but that one time I was going to bring it last podcast, but they didn't have none where I was at. Says Target, fucking your Walmart. You don't have them.
Well, when we do get our hands on it, we'll try it on our podcast for sure.
Make it like a mukbang, huh? You're doing a mukbang right now by yourself.
Where's the weirdest place you've had sex?
A porta potty.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
Yeah, porta potty.
Okay.
Such a random ass question, too. I gotta act on it, though.
When I think of a porta potty, I think of like, was it gross?
It wasn't that gross. It was pretty clean. It was at
that gross.
It was at a fair.
Crazy.
It was Orange County Fair, I think.
Wow. I wonder if you were the first one to have sex in that porta potty, or if like multiple other couples had it.
I think it's kind of quiet. It's like normal.
It was quiet? So you weren't like screaming his name?
No, I wasn't squeezing her. I wasn't squeezing. Fuck. I wasn't screaming her name.
Wait, that's crazy. I wouldn't say ballsy, because obviously there's a lock still, like.
There's a lock, yeah, but there's definitely people, and they see both two people walk in.
You just see, like, there's a light shot. You just see, like, a shadow of you guys.
It's like, going at it.
That I didn't expect you to say a porta potty.
Well, what was yours?
Which one's crazier? The side of the road, like, the shoulder of the freeway?
Okay.
Or, like, the middle of, it wasn't the woods, but, like nature, like, wilderness, like, in some trees. Like against a tree, which one's like crazy? I feel like the freeway,
because
it's right there on the shoulder. Windows fogged up.
What the fuck? That's crazy, bro.
It was wild. Like, it just happened all random. But yeah, it was definitely like, what the fuck? Like, cars just passing us 90 miles per hour.
What the fuck? How the fuck you do that shit? Like, you just pulled over and why? Because you're horny?
No, yeah, me and Mowgli were just bored.
You and Mowgli? I was like, what the fuck? I was like, wait, were you a Mowgli?
No, I actually did that. But like, yeah, I mean, my girlfriend just.
I like how you just brought Mowgli. Imagine say you and Nick.
I'm like, yo, chill. No, but a porta potty, like, yeah. So like I was saying, like I picture like a gross like toilet paper and shit everywhere,
smelling like nasty.
Yeah,
huh?
Like
the straight fucking stench in there.
Like I could barely, like I try to hold my breath as long as I can when I go and use a porta potty.
Really, it's not that bad. The Orange County ones, they're not that bad. They're pretty clean. We just went in there and I didn't expect to, but we did it, and it felt wild. I was with my family too.
Were they like waiting outside the porta potty for you?
No, we went we went alone by ourselves. But I was like, damn, this is wild. If we get in trouble, they're gonna find out. And then we're gonna know we did the deed inside the porta potty, not the deed you're supposed to do in the porta potty, like the other deed. When something goes in you.
That's actually wild. I learned something new about you every podcast.
Every fucking podcast. Like, dude, oh my God, man. I can't believe. Dude, because the last podcast we talked about me making out with a fucking dog, and I'm fucked.
Okay, wait. Okay, just in case they didn't watch that episode, just to be clear, he was like 13 years old. So this one. This
I like
one,
how you bring that up a
lot. Well, okay, because like, if you just say, like,
oh, yeah, I was
bro,
13.
Like, he keeps bringing up I made out with a dog, they're going to think I'm talking about like a month ago. Time? Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't do that shit no more.
No. Was it just once?
It was just once, yeah.
Scale of 1 to 10.
I'm not fucking be your fucking Taco Bell worker. So yeah, we talked about it in the last podcast, how that ended up happening and why we talked about that. But this fool is fucking, ever since I said it, he would tell all his homies, like, I think one of your homies pulled up. What is he, like a, what is he, he's like, he specializes just, in dogs?
He just has a lot of dogs.
He has a lot of dogs. So he's like, he's a dog lover.
First thing I say. Hey, he told me yesterday he made out with a dog when he was 13.
This fool told his dog-loving homie that I made out with my dog when I was 13. And he was like, was looking at me like I was a fucking nutcase.
I'm pretty sure anyone would look at you like that if you told him that.
But dude, it's crazy. And it's like when he said bye to me, that fool was like saying bye. He was saying bye to everyone, just dabbing him up normal. And he looked at me, he's like, don't be next to dogs. And he just looked away.
Didn't even shake your hand?
Didn't even shake my hand. He just said, he's like, don't be next to dogs. I was like, all right, I won't. I was like, fuck, that shit hurt.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. Is that like not consensual? Because like a dog can't give consent. Oh, well, I mean, like, okay. You were like, is it? You trying to do this? And he's like.
No, the dog was like already.
Okay, but already that's a dog. My shit. If a girl is wearing something like some revealing clothing, that doesn't mean she's already trying to like do something. So a dog already, you know, like licking his lips and stuff, getting close, that doesn't necessarily mean it was either a yes or no answer. And you just
so what are you asking? What was the question?
You
again?
You made out with a dog without consent.
No, I didn't. Well, he didn't give me. Was she?
And you were underage. You were 13. How old was the dog?
Probably 4.
In dog years? Or 4 human years?
4 human years.
Okay, so that means multiplied by what, 7? The dog's 28? That dog? That way, that's a case for the dog, bro.
Well, I think
because you're underage at that point. Just make it all serious.
Like, y'all fucked up for the dog. So he flips it on the dog now. Like, the dog is the dog's fault. No, that dog got the death penalty. He's gone. Or bro. She's. I don't know if it's he or boy or girl. Like, I don't know.
I don't even give a fuck about this podcast anymore.
You want to quit it again?
No, I'm just like, if people want to sit here and listen while we're fucking.
Dude, we did a lot today. Like, we did a lot. And this is literally our second, can I say? This is our second podcast in a row. So we did one yesterday.
Take it from here. I'm a fucking eat.
No, so we made a podcast yesterday and it was pretty good. I liked that one. That's where the dog talking started. Like, we started bringing up a bunch of shit. And now this is the next day and we're filming another podcast. But today we had a really long day.
Because this is season 2.
Season 2,
stack
baby.
Up to post them.
Episode 16.
Hopefully weekly.
Episode
somewhat 16. Consistently.
And yo, we're trying our best to fucking stay consistent. And not every podcast, I feel like it's not going to be the one. Either way, like even you might think it might be the one, but we are harder on ourselves, especially this fucking guy. This fool complains a lot. He painted the damn wall for no reason. And it's still glary.
At least it's not fucking sky blue.
Yeah, it's a lot better. Like, it's a lot better.
I'd rather have the Pacific Ocean on here than fucking the light-ass blue that you picked out.
You helped me out.
Hey, I like how when we first painted the wall, we were like, this is sick. Yeah, we're the other blue. And we're like, this is... Nah, I picked that. No, you did. No, I did. And now we're like, nah. Like, that shit was ass. Like, oh, that was all you. All
right.
Just don't want to take credit for it.
I wanted to talk about have you ever been in a scam? Have you ever scammed anybody?
Have I scammed someone?
Have you ever scammed anybody? I don't know if I'm making it sense. Making it make sense.
I don't think so. Like for example, like selling
or
something.
Stole or something or like robbed anybody for money.
I mean, I talked about that time I rioted when I tried stealing tech decks, but we already talked about it in the podcast. But I don't think I've stolen from anybody. Well, there was this one time I was in seventh grade and I used to have an iPod Touch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went to school. My iPod broke and I had this girlfriend at the time. I'm like fucking 13 years old. And her friend like shipped us so bad. Like she wanted us as a couple, you know? Mm-hmm. Like she wanted us. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, she made you guys kind of like. Oh, she like
introduced she was just, you guys? She was like really. Not necessarily, but like she was that friend that like. Like she was like, oh, cutest couple. Like she wanted us together, you know?
Yeah.
You're to like, say oh, the least.
Okay.
And she gave me an iPod Touch so I can use Kick Messenger and text this girl.
Oh, okay.
So I could still communicate with my, at the time, girlfriend. Or I don't even know if we were dating or just talking or whatever. But she wanted it, her friend wanted it to work. Probably more than this girl did.
Fuck.
Anyway, so I'm using this iPod and I just fucking, I go to school. She gives it to me in class. By the end of the day, I lost it. And I'm like, someone either stole this shit from me or I just fucking misplaced it. And then later that night, I go to the skate park, Piru Skate Park. They just built that shit. It was open for like a month. I go there and I just see an iPod Touch, same color.
Just chilling there?
Sitting there. Keep in mind, this is 10 minutes away. Like, I'm not saying it was the same iPod. I pick up the iPod. I put it in my pocket. I go home later.
What the fuck?
It didn't have a passcode. There was only like 4 pictures on it. Like it was pretty new.
Was it yours?
No, it was like it like had pictures. I don't know if they were pictures or I think it was like voice memos.
Mm-hmm.
And it just sounded like a little girl. So it was like probably like this mom's iPod or like she bought it for her kid or something.
Oh man.
But they left it at the skate park. I came up on it. I filmed some bangers on that iPod.
Oh, so that shit like started your YouTube career and shit?
I guess if you want to put it like that. But basically the story is like that. I got my iPod stolen or lost. The same day I go to the skate park and find one and I just took it. But
that's a pretty interesting
story. Your scam story that you want to talk about?
Fucking, so this is when I was really down bad in money.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was low as fuck. It could be last week. No, I was working at Zoomies and then.
Last week?
I don't really work at Zoomies no more, to be honest. But okay, I'm going to go back and start from the beginning. I was working at Zoomies and my homie comes up. He DMs me. I see him story. He's posting on these stories saying, if you want $10,000, like do this, right? And he's like, he's showing all the cash and everything, like him. And it's not like those scams nowadays. It's different. And I was like, bro, I'm like, damn, like how you making all that money? He's like, bro, if you want to learn, I'm going to have to meet up with you. We met up and we're talking about it. And he told me, he's like, I'm going to need your ID and your debit card. And this fool, he's a rapper. He's like a local rapper where I'm from. And he does like, you know, he does drugs and stuff like that. He smokes a lot. So he's around those kind of crowds, those like kind of like gang members and shit like that. But he's cool with me and all my other homies because we're all skate rats and shit. And he told me, yeah, I'm going to need your credit card, your debit card, and your ID. So I gave it to him. Like my dumbass gave it to him. I trust him.
Yeah.
He's a really close friend. And then he's like, I'm going to give this back to you. And I'm going to let you know what's going to happen after this step by step, how you can make $10,000 real quick. I'm like, all right. So I'm walking around with no debit card and no ID for like 2 weeks. And I had to go to New York in a couple of weeks. And I told him I need it soon. And then the day started coming closer and closer. I was like, hey, bro, it's been 2 weeks. Can you know give me any updates? And he's like, yeah, I gave your stuff to my other homeboy. And he has all your stuff. He's going to tell you. I had to meet up with this guy, dude, in the middle, like South Central LA, like in LA, like at like 12 a.m. He pulled up in his fucking. He pulled up a nice ass car, and I was by myself. He's like, "Oh, you're Jason?" I was like, "Yeah." And he started running it by me. He's like, "All right, so this is how you're gonna make the money." He's like, "I'm not sure if I'm like leaving like any fucking. If I'm giving out information, I'm not sure this is bad for me to say, but he was telling me, like, they get money, they steal it, they steal money and they transfer it into my account. They put the $10,000, $20,000 into my account, and all they need for me to do is why they wanted my ID is because they don't want me to run off the $20,000 they put in my account. Mm-hmm. So I can't just run off and just disappear. So I have my, they have my ID. They said they're going to take me to the bank to watch me walk in the bank, ask for my 20 grand, take all of it out in cash, and then I walk out, I give them their cut, and I get my cut. And they were telling me to do that shit. And it was sounding sketchy every single time. And he's like, bro, you have to do this shit. Like, you got to do this. We're already so far in. My ID was getting passed around. All my information was getting passed around.
Do you know where they were stealing the money from? Or you had no...
I'm not sure if it's stealing, but they're doing some kind of fraud, bro. Like, they're doing some weird shit. And it has nothing against to do with my homie. Like, it wasn't his idea. He's the one that helped me get my shit back. Mm. It was really hard to get my stuff back. I told him, like, hey, yo, bro, I want to back out of this because it sounds too hectic. And it was just getting in my head too much. And then he was like, yeah, all right, you're going to have to go pick it up then at some other guy's house. And my shit's getting passed around, bro. And I go in, like, the other side of L.A., go to this guy's house. He's like, he comes out of his house smoking a blunt. He looks all, like, tatted up and shit. He's like, are you Jay? Are you Jason? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, here's your shit. I had to get my stuff back, I had to call the guy. And I told him, like, hey, I don't want to do this tomorrow, to back out. He's like, bro, no, we got to do this. Come on, man. Stop being a little bitch. Like, he started telling me shit like that. I was like, bro, I'm being a little bitch right now. I don't want to do this shit. Now, you're just going to ruin me. Like, I'm not trying to ruin my stuff. He's like, nah, bro, you can't back out. But he kept telling me that over and over. I'm like, nah, I'm going to back out. Like, I need to get out. Like, I don't want to do that fraud stuff no more.
Your, like, info just being passed around. They were passed definitely, around. Like, they definitely all still have pictures of all your shit.
No, I deactivated that. Card, got okay. A new card, got a new account number, all this shit. I changed it.
Changed your whole identity, moved out of state.
Dude, it was fucking hectic, man. They wanted me to do that. And the cut I was getting, it wasn't gonna be like 10 grand, it's gonna be like three or four.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you guys are not even giving me the right amount you told me to.
No, so. Yeah, that's how much I got when I imagine.
When you did it?
Imagine, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's the shit I got into. That shit was fucking crazy, bro.
Like, that sounds, how the fuck,
like, I don't know how I got myself into that stuff.
I mean,
bro,
you thought about it, you gave them your shit, you were like, eh,
dude, right. It would have been easy money. Like, they said they could put 100 grand in there. They did it before. They put 100 grand and they split it with a bunch of different people. Like, they'll split it with the people who make that happen.
Who, wait, so your homie introduced you to this guy?
Yeah, he's like, he took my stuff to that guy.
Who was the guy? Like, what was his name? Social security, date of birth?
Nah. I don't know, bro.
Now put me on, bro. Who was this guy? You still have his number?
I do.
Call him.
Bro, should I call him?
Ask him if he tried the Taco Bell wings.
Oh, no. So he told me $15,000.
Okay.
He said, I'm going to get $15,000. The only reason I remember.
Do you still have text messages?
The only reason I remember, because his name is, I put his name under as
15,000.
$15,000.
Click message? Do you still have, like, messages with him? Oh, nah.
Nah, I think they have like a trap phone because it doesn't say he has like a ID. But yeah, dude, I was gonna get money supposedly. But yeah, I don't want to do that shit, bro.
That's wild.
My girlfriend was telling me, she's like, you gotta back out of that, that's too much. Like, I was like, you're right. Like,
and then you were like, but I'll give you half. And she's like, do it. Imagine,
give me 15.
She starts handing you her debit card and ID.
Fuck, bro. Yeah, but that was my crazy little story, how I almost got into like a little scandal.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done any shit like that. I stay away from, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah, it'd be cool to just fucking get a bunch of money deposited in your account, but like,
I thought it was the easy way out. I was like, dude, I'm gonna get 15 grand. I'm gonna buy a new car.
That'd be my last resort type shit. Like, if I was living on the street, maybe. Like, but like, already having, like,
you see him, like, you have a physical person right in front of you. He's like a really good friend of mine. He's living good, like, off of that. It's not just off of that either, but he's making money. He's like fucking flexing hundreds, and he's like, damn, how are you doing that? And I asked him, and it sounded like easy. It sounded easier than what it was supposed to be. And it was so difficult. It took like 4 weeks to get my shit back. And I barely got my ID for New York.
And that's wild.
Yeah.
Do you have other friends that are doing that too, or just that one?
Just that one. I'm not sure if he's still doing it, but it's probably just so quick money.
Interesting.
It's quick money. People do that shit, bro. I got robbed from this lady, bro. Lady doing like fraud and shit. Like,
I was about to say, like, there's so many types of like scammers and like fraud, like people that do fraud. Like, for example, like
even like the people that'll email you that like you need to reset your Facebook password or something, and then you blah blah blah, you go through that and you end up having to get on the phone with like those people from like other countries.
Yeah,
like, and then that's like no, it's not, it doesn't just blow my mind that there's people out there that do that. It blows my mind that there's whole businesses surrounding that. Like,
yeah, you know? People make money off it. You make money. Dude, you know why they do it? Because they get, literally they'll get older people, and those older people will have like hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands in their account. That's give so their account up. Away, fucking drain it. They'll drain the whole shit, and then those old people have nothing. They do that shit.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I was going to say like they don't feel bad or they don't have guilt, but like obviously not. They're completely fine with doing it. I've seen a couple of them where these hackers, not the scammers, but people who are really good at like hacking into shit, they'll scam them, or like they'll hack into the scammers like
their computers system.
And shit.
Yeah,
and like it'll show their face, like
they'll make a YouTube video out of it.
Yeah, I'll be watching those, like, and they get fucking scared, bro.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, obviously they're fucking committing some huge crime as their career. Should I retire this sandwich?
Can I try one? Here. Oh, let me try that.
Just chew away from the mic, please. Even though I was doing the exact opposite for the first 2 minutes of this podcast.
No, so I get the way I got scammed, it was my turn.
Finish your food. I took forever in the store to figure out what the fuck I want to eat. I was going to go, bro, chew away from the fucking mic. You're disgusting. You're farting in my fucking car earlier.
What the fuck? Hey, hell nah.
Bro, you took your shoes off in my office when you were changing into the old man outfit, and your feet smell.
You got me fucked up, homie. Shit. Yeah, my feet do stink. This is a problem. I don't know what it is. It's pretty bad.
Anyways, yeah, I was so indecisive. I didn't know what I wanted to eat. And I ended up going with a sandwich, which was like $7.99. I made a video saying that I want to cut down on spending on food and shit.
That's so good.
And people, like, completely took that video, not out of context, but, like, they took the wrong message from it. You know what video I'm talking about of mine?
Yeah, I remember.
I said, basically, the points I made were just straight having a full meal. The points I made were that I spend too much when I go out to eat because I pig out. I'll get, like, three burgers and chicken nuggets and shit, like, and I'll spend $25 to $30 on myself.
Yeah.
And I do it every day, every time I go out. So basically, I said my resolution, I'm going to start going out to fast food maybe a few times a week, 4 or 5 instead of 7. And instead of spending $25, maybe spend like 12, 15 bucks on a little meal, you know, like something light. And now I can't even post me at any fucking fast food restaurant without people fucking like giving me shit.
Man,
like,
fuck those people, bro.
Didn't you say you were going to stop eating fast food? I'm never going to stop eating fast food, you fucking idiots. I didn't say I'm going to stop eating fast food.
Oh, shit.
I'm still chewing. I said I wanted to cut down on the spending on fast food less a week and less at one time instead of pigging out a full course meal. If I get one Chick-fil-A meal for $9.97, what the fuck? That's fine. As long as I'm not spending fucking $30.
I'm down to spend $10 at Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is fucking fire.
Yeah.
Like, good.
I posted a meal that Ashton paid for because he lost a bet. So he paid for my food. And I just posted me dipping my fucking fry in sauce. And I just got hella DMs saying like, bro, you said you were going to, you said this. You said, bro, people just watch the fucking, like, listen, bro. I fucking sometimes I just want to like just not go on the internet ever again.
We shouldn't. We should like make a whole video of us like getting off the internet for a month.
And it's not even because of like hate. Like, if someone says my nose is big, my teeth are crooked, my teeth are yellow, whatever, I don't give a fuck. But it's like when people, like, it's when, I don't know, when people, like, think, I don't know. People just bother me sometimes, bro.
Have you ever done that filter when they're, like, the yellow teeth test?
Uh-uh.
You don't know what that is? Mm. Kind of a little trend, yeah, on Reels. Sorry. That when you, it's like a yellow teeth test, so it's all gray and it only catches yellow. Oh. So people will put a banana in the front, and it'll be like yellow teeth test, and they'll smile, and it'll be all white. It'll be gray. That means their teeth is good. But last time I did it, my shit were yellow as fuck.
Mine probably shows up yellow. I don't go fuck. I brush my shit every fucking day.
And it's still yellow?
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to like just automatically like fix it. They've been yellow since I was a little kid. That's not like I would have to get them whitened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
like just brushing them won't turn them from yellow to white.
It does.
But I'm pretty sure it would have prevented it if I like was brushing my teeth twice a day since a young age. Bro, stop fucking chewing. Bro, I'm done eating because this shit sounds fucking disgusting. If you notice, when I was eating, I was like this. And you're over here just like, bro, stop. I'm done. You're done. You're done.
You're done.
Get we're never, or like, a Bev is fine, but I'm sorry, we're never eating on this podcast again. This shit sounds fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Dude, bro, it sounds fucking nasty.
Stop, bro. I'm they've cleaning heard enough. My teeth. Nobody's even fucking listening.
Yes, dude, there's a lot of people listening right now.
Okay, well.
Timmy and Tommy are listening right fucking now, bro.
And I'm pretty sure they're fucking far away from their computer or phone because they don't want to hear every they're little
like,
fucking.
Like, damn, what the fuck? What the fuck is Jay doing?
They don't want to hear our yellow teeth chewing, bro.
Ugh, bro, what the fuck? When did I mean yellow? All right. I was going to tell you about my time I got robbed, but I feel like I talked too much.
No, go for it. As long as you're not fucking smacking while you're talking. All
right. Serious mode now. Stand up. Stop sitting like that.
It's been serious mode.
Get up. Get up. All right. We're doing a yellow teeth test.
Okay.
Fine. This is the worst time to do a yellow teeth test.
I found the yellow teeth test effect on Instagram. I'm going to try it.
I'm going to take the mic off of the thing so I can kind of see.
I'll do me first.
Bro, last time my teeth were yellow and I didn't show no one. I was going to post it on Instagram, but I was like, nah. Look, he's cleaning his teeth. Well, we have to.
I'm all trying to lick the yellow off. I'm all.
Can I even do this with your shirt? With your teeth?
No.
Oh, just me then. Fuck, I thought I was going to relate. Anyone else can relate? Just fucking clean their teeth with their shirt.
Bro, my internet. Oh, wait.
Oh, this is it.
You ready? The truth. A little bit. A little bit.
A little yellow. They are a little yellow, bro.
Okay.
Oh, I'm scared. Guys, don't judge me if my fucking teeth are yellow. It might be because my dog made out with that bitch.
Close your mouth first.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's... Oh! Oh, fuck, bro. They're yellow as fuck. I just ate a sandwich with cheese.
Wait, only one of mine is showing up when I get really close? Is this one?
It's just one yellow one?
Huh? It's only showing this one.
Yeah, it has and a big block of cheese on it.
This is a veneer. This is a fake one. They had to make it yellow to match my other ones.
So I got another story. Because I know you're telling me. You told me about the iPod right now, right?
Yeah.
How you got your shit stolen. But I know when I first wanted to start making YouTube videos, I was trying to buy a GoPro for $150. Mm-hmm. I went on Craigslist. That's where there was no like offer up.
Why does it sound like you have a bubble in your throat?
I was on Craigslist.
There we go.
And then there was no offer up, nothing like that.
Wait, why do you sound like a bitch? Imagine.
I was on Craigslist and then...
I'm just kidding. Continue with the story, bro. You said you were on Craigslist four times.
Okay, I was on Craigslist and then there was no offer up. Well, you fucked me up.
Go.
Okay, so I was on Craigslist and then there was no
offer up. We know, bro.
Oh my God, bro. You're making it so difficult for me to tell this story. I wanted to buy a GoPro.
Which GoPro? Hero what?
Hero 1, bro.
It was, what the fuck one was this?
I wanted to buy a GoPro 1980? And I fucking...
Sorry, okay, I'm done.
1980, bro. This just didn't come out to like 2000-something. I don't know. Anyways, I went to go meet up with the guy. I had $140 with me. $150, I meant. And they were meeting around the house where I used to live at. And then... Fuck, bro. You know, we should make these sprinklers go off for a fucking podcast.
And just fuck up everything in here.
Fucked up everything in here. You mean fucking fuck up my topic?
All right, just start from the beginning. You're on what?
Wait, I could really start from the beginning?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I was on Craigslist. There was no offer up at the time. And keep in mind, I just fucking said this story 3 or 4 times because this guy isn't... Shut the fuck up. But...
Bro, you weren't fucking listening earlier when you were like this.
I was drinking. All right, so I want to go get the GoPro. I brought $150 in cash with me, and then I pulled up to the corner of my house, and there's these guys that come up in the van, and I'm looking, I'm like, it's probably them that are selling the GoPro. And then they all get out. There's like 4 of them. There's like more people in the van, but 4 of them come out, and they show me the GoPro. I didn't test it because I was really scared and intimidated because they're actually grown adults. And I was only like 15. And I was like, oh, shit, like this is scary. And then ended up buying the GoPro, get on the money, went back home, was just 5 minutes away, and it didn't have a battery in it. So I lost $150 that took me a long time to make.
Well, you can't just buy a battery separate?
No, but like, I did do that actually. Mm-hmm. I did. And I put it in and it was water damaged. Like the whole GoPro was just water damaged.
Damn.
Like, so it was, they sold me a broken ass GoPro.
Have you seen Ross Creations videos when he like fills shit with beans?
Yeah.
And then he'll call like a repair. I don't know why. I just thought you were going to say like you opened the GoPro and like rice or some shit fell out.
Beans? Just a bunch of shit just came out. Like, what the fuck? Boogers and shit.
Damn, so you got finessed.
I got hella finessed.
People be doing that on Craigslist and OfferUp. That shit is crazy. My homie Jesse had to go through like 4 or 5 cars because he would get a car, it'd be fucked up, or like, then they'd delete their account, and then he'd flip that for more money to someone else and delete his account and use that money to get another car. Anyways, that process repeated multiple times. So he saved up, he bought a used car, okay, off OfferUp. Something was fucked up that they weren't clear about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then he can't contact that guy because the guy deletes his account or whatever, or like he ghosts him, you know? He can't get his money. Yeah, he got scammed. So what does Jesse do with that $3,000 or whatever that he spent on that car? He sells the car for $4,500 or something like that. Like, he profits like over a grand.
Makes his money.
And then now he's up. He uses that money to buy a different car. Same shit, it's fucked up. The guy, like, he got scammed multiple times. I don't think it was like 4 or 5 times, but maybe I think it happened like 3 times. Wow. Like it took him 4 cars to finally, like, it was fucking crazy.
I think I'm gonna do that with my car. I'm gonna sell that shit and scam some more. My shit's fucked up. I got mine on OfferUp.
This car you got on OfferUp?
Yeah, that's when I got on OfferUp.
And how much on maintenance have you spent since you've had that car? Like, how much shit have you had to fix?
Well over like 2,000.
Really?
Yeah, probably like 2,000.
That's crazy. I was thinking about going back to like a shitty ass little car, like my very first one that had like a broken.
Really?
I would, okay. Well, right now I would want like a shitty little car to like fuck around in and shit. But like, I wouldn't have a problem going back to like a cheap little car as long as it's good on gas, you know. But the thing is, like, you know, you never know with maintenance. So it's like if you're paying all the time for shit going wrong, it's like, mm-hmm, might as well have a car payment at that point, you know. So then I'm like, I'm chilling in my car.
But the same thing with the new cars, they always could get like broken down. Like, they could break down or the engine could fail or some shit, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm always worried about because I drive a lot. And I was thinking about that today with my car. I'm like, okay, I've had my Camaro for like almost 2 months and I've put over 6,000 miles on it. And
that's a lot, bro.
I get like the average miles a year for like someone in the US is like 12,000. And I've already put half that in over a month. So I'm like, okay, I'm putting miles very fast in my car. What happens when I get to a certain amount of miles and like shit starts fucking up? Like,
you should get a little shitty one, like a little shitty ass Honda.
Like, I'd be down, but then it's like, I'd rather just deal with it when it comes. Like, I start thinking about it, like, I'm thinking too far ahead, like, oh, what about when it gets to this and that? Like, instead of thinking too far ahead and like worrying, I'm gonna just deal with it when it comes, because like right now I'm chilling. I don't need to like worry about like, oh, I need to get this car so that way this and that. Like,
I want to get a motorcycle.
That'd be sick.
Your brother has one, huh?
Yeah, but he never fucking rides it. Okay, so my brother got a motorcycle. First week of having it, he crashes it.
He crashes. I think you told me that.
Into our back wall, pulling out of our driveway.
That fucking sucks. But was he driving forward or?
I don't know. I wasn't there, but he like had to go to the hospital for his leg. I think he got stitches.
Oh my!
Keep in mind, like, just brand new bike. Just got it.
Fucking Brandon.
My like mom co-signed and shit. And then like he didn't have the bike for like a while when it was getting repaired. Straight fucking up her credit. What a fucking it. Nah, just start going off.
Talk no, shit about like, him.
Basically, he didn't have the bike for a while. You know, like the payments are stacking up, whatever. And then finally he gets it back. He gets his motorcycle license. Now I think he goes out like every once in a while.
Rides it. He uses it now.
Every once in a while. But it's just like shit is always like, not always fucking up on it, but like, when he crashed it, like, I think it might have been like a defect, like something was defective that, like, supposedly, I don't know, I wasn't there, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he knows how to use it, so maybe it was something, or he put the wrong shit.
Yeah, because I think it, like, they ended, like, hardly ended up covering it. Anyways, yeah, I'm saying, like, he has a motorcycle, and, like, it's just kind of like, it's not like, oh, fuck yeah, he has a motorcycle, he'd be whipping that shit out everywhere. Like, it's just like, like in an ad, there's like a lot of problems surrounding that motorcycle. But like,
fuck, really?
I can't really see with a motorcycle right now.
You put like really, you put like, you could put like $5 in that shit and fill up a tank.
Yeah, and go fucking to Florida.
Like, you go to Florida with $5.
This is crazy. I feel like I wouldn't trust myself in a motorcycle.
Maybe if it's like a long street, but like in LA, would you?
I just, okay. The thing with me, like I get pretty impatient with traffic, and I see motorcycles zoom by me like in between cars, and I'm like, damn, must be nice, you know?
Yeah.
Like these motorcycles, I know that's most likely, most of the time that's illegal, but like, I'm just like, damn, I'd be like weaving in and out, like pushing my luck, you know?
Yeah. It's scary because, well, dude, you have to, it's more like watching out for stupid people.
Yeah, or being that stupid person. I've seen, I just saw a video on Instagram of a motorcycle. Well, this guy stole a motorcycle, was getting chased by the cops, fucking T-boned someone that was making a left turn, like, just, like, flips into the air and dies. Like, it was crazy.
Dude.
So, yeah, you should get a motorcycle.
This is crazy. This is a crazy story. So, like, a while ago, I don't know how old I was. A long time ago. I used to talk to this girl. And then she ended up, it was more as a friend. Mm-hmm. She ended up passing away on a motorcycle. Damn. Like, she died. And it happened, like, a year ago or less. It's literally a couple months ago, actually. Shit. She was fucking, like, she got into motorcycles, which I didn't know. And I just see that shit all over, like, plastered, like, on my Insta story. I was like, what the fuck? And I see RIP. And she was young. She was, like, 22, I think. Damn. Like, 22, 23. And then she hit a fucking, one of those, like, white big ass white vans, hit that shit and like just died on site. Shit. And I guess she didn't have her license, so it was like, when I saw that, I was like, what the fuck? It's crazy, like, that's wild. And I saw, like, I looked at her because she had a boyfriend, and I looked at his shit. He was going through it, like, damn. Yeah, so like, people on motorcycles are crazy. I have a bunch of friends with motorcycles.
Wait, so how come you want a motorcycle? Just guess.
It is, it's cool. I think it's really sick. I can see myself on one. I just got to be really safe with it, because I know I could. I feel like if I get a motorcycle.
You still don't have your license. I don't have a regular car.
You're right. I just feel like with a motorcycle, like, this would be, like, I would get too crazy with it. If I get one of those sport ones, I'm going to stand up on that bitch with 2 feet, with not even touching the my.
Bro, no, you're not even in any position to be doing anything. Like, could go off like I'm your parent.
I'd be a fucking dad and shit.
Should be a Karen.
No, you're right. I should get my license. But I'll get it. And when I do, I'm going to post a picture and just be like, bitch. That's all I'm opposed to.
At
bitch.
Me. At me. At me in the late talk.
I'm gonna at everybody who always told me, get a license. Get a license. I'm gonna at my mom, Fernando.
Bro, you act like we're telling you go get a fucking, like, scholarship or get like a Harvard degree. Bro, it's your fucking driver's license. You drive,
like,
bro, everywhere.
Driver's license are literally feel like they're fucking the biggest test in the world. Dude, the written test for me is the hardest thing.
Is that really the written test?
It's just a written test for me.
You haven't passed that?
No, I fucking failed it like 3 or 4 times.
Wait, so you've never ever had a license?
No, never had a license.
I don't know if we've, I know we've talked about this before, but I just thought you got like your license taken away at one point and just never. You've never got.
Dude, bro, I started driving. I started driving when I was 18.
You can't pass the written.
I can't.
Bro, it's like 35 questions and you're allowed to miss like 5.
I've always missed 6.
Bro, what? Bro, literally, you could just download an app that's called California Driver's Test, practice test.
I know.
And, like, memorize but it and then class, just go the next
different
day.
Classes. Class 0, class 1, class 2.
Class, bro, it's 3. Like class C driver's license. It's like the one.
Fuck.
Just. Bro, I thought, like, there was, like, this big reason that you haven't had your license.
I can't pass it.
Bro, there's, like, 15-year-olds passing that shit.
Shout out to the 15-year-olds.
Bro, that's insane.
Okay, I'll do it, bro. I'll do it. I'm just lazy, bro. I've been fucking moving around. But when I get that shit, I'm a flex.
Excuses, bro. I've been moving around. Bro, you could have been working on that shit last night after the podcast.
Fuck that shit.
Instead, you fucking slept all night and fucking didn't wake up this morning for the shoot with Josh.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Bro, this fool makes me feel responsible.
That is not true.
I am going to wake up late and like be places a little late. You were supposed to be here for a shoot for your clothing at 11 a.m. You got here 12:30.
But did it work out? Were you ready? Would you have been ready at 11?
Bro, I would have been ready in 2 weeks, but that doesn't make it like right,
bro.
I'm just saying. No, I'm not saying like I'm mad. I'm just saying, like, it's cool because you make me feel like a little more responsible.
But that means I'm not that responsible.
You're just less responsible than me, which is crazy.
No, it's not true. That is not
true. How is that not true, bro? Bro,
first off, I mean, that's a mistake. I mistakenly woke up late. I could have went, you know, but it was a mistake. I sleep in and I let the sleep get the best of me. But that doesn't justify. That doesn't make it who I am. That sleep is like necessary. I needed it. You calling another Del Taco or Taco Bell? Ask him how responsible you think you are. Ask him. I want to fucking know.
Hello?
Hey, Josh. Quick question. Yes, who's more responsible and reliable, me or Jay?
How's he going to know, bro? He's
responsible and reliable?
I know, like, neither of us are up there, but who's more?
Josh is a fucking...
None of you dipshits.
But who's more reliable for, like, a shoot?
Oh, dude. Sorry, Jay, but dude, you had jack shit today. You brought zero fucking props. You're an hour late. I have to give it to Brian.
What the fuck?
Let's go.
Dude, come on. First video shoot, Jay, really? Way to make a first impression, buddy.
Bro! No, look. All right, yeah, I fucked up. But the first impressions are always the most important, but you could tell I fucked up.
Bro, you woke up 20 minutes before we were supposed to link.
Did we crush the video or not?
Yeah, you're lucky I didn't rent all this fucking gear out and shit.
did we crush the video or not?
Yeah, the video was sick. All right, I just wanted to ask you that. Thanks, Josh. We're recording a podcast, and I just wanted to prove a point.
Okay, all right. I hope I was helpful.
Yeah.
Not for me.
You're a helper for me. Yeah.
Still love you, Josh.
Bye, bye.
Let's go, bro.
No, I feel like you text that fool.
I texted him to say me. Nah, he didn't even want to say either of us at first.
Yeah.
But
they have to fire it on me though, huh?
Yeah, bro. I thought he was going to get mad because he canceled other plans that he had. He was going to shoot a video in Anaheim.
Oh, he canceled it for me?
Yeah.
No, he did. He didn't even tell me that.
No, he did, because otherwise me and Nick were going to drive all the way out to Anaheim for him to shoot and then link up with you after for the shoot. Like, we were just going to drive him out there for his other shoot that he ended up canceling and then link with you after. But it was just more convenient for us all to film it here. So instead of him driving out there and driving back, he canceled that so we could just focus on shoot today.
He's right. I didn't bring any props. Like, I literally...
You even brought your skateboard.
Dude, I was one of the props. What was the props? Let me look it up real fast.
It was like a cup of coffee, your skateboard, and the sweaters.
Yeah, that's it. No, in a box, like a little box.
I had to provide the box.
You had to provide the box because I didn't bring a box.
Just another reason why I'm more responsible in this room.
All right,
bro. That's crazy. I'm the most responsible one in this room.
You are not. It's only me and you in here. The fuck? Who else is in here?
That's a flex, G.
That is not a flex. I know I could be responsible.
Bro, how many times have you flaked on a podcast, and how many times have I flaked on a podcast?
The only time
I've flaked on a podcast was in Miami, and I even brought the equipment. I was not going to film it in that house with a bunch of people, and we didn't end up getting beach chairs and going onto the beach.
My responsibility is to be here all the time. I'm here all the time.
You flaked twice in a row for episode 12.
No, I didn't.
I think it was 12.
12?
I'm just making sure. I think it was like 13 or 14.
How the fuck do you know about the episodes?
When we fucking took like a 3-4 week break, which is like every other month.
Okay. I don't even know who's more responsible, but... I don't think it's
rock, paper, scissors. Let's go.
Whatever, bro. You're
more responsible. For anyone listening on audio, I picked rock. Jay picked scissors, meaning I win because rock over scissors, which means I'm more responsible.
That means you're overpowered,
bro.
But it doesn't mean I'm not responsible. I could be. Like, I just definitely slack a lot.
No. It just means on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm responsible like a 2 and you're a 1.
Fuck no, dude. Hell nah. I'm a 1. A 2 at least, come on.
Yeah, I mean,
push it to a 2.
I mean, your job, Zoomies, you show up all, like, you don't be calling out or like, do you show up late?
Yeah, well, okay, maybe I'm not responsible, maybe I fucked up, but I need to start working on that then.
Yeah, always room for improvement.
Don't be sorry, you can just be better. What was you saying?
Yeah, you were like, sorry, I'm late, guys, but I'll be there. I was like, don't be sorry, just be better.
I was like, fuck, I felt so bad
in the group chat with Josh.
He just fucking flamed me. I was like, damn, all I pictured you guys is waiting right there, like waiting for me.
Okay, so we were supposed to link at 11 this morning for his shoot, and then Josh texts the group chat 13 minutes before 11 at 10:47. He's like, pick me up at the warehouse, Jay. And you still hadn't told him that you just woke up yet.
I had to go get coffee.
Oh my God.
I got coffee and Dunkin' Donuts. But
bro, if you're going to be late for something, the least you could do to make it not as bad is like just update and let them know. So like for example, Josh, like let him know as soon as you wake up, like bro, call him. Be like, bro, I just woke up. This is what's happening. I'll be there this time. My bad, whatever.
He's right.
But you like, ooh, you pushed it. Imagine you just didn't tell him and you just showed up whenever.
Showed up. Yeah, I know, my first time working with Josh, and I mean, he looked like he had fun.
No, yeah, it was but like
I just didn't know that
since even though he's a friend, he's very professional, so you can't just like, you can't just be like, like I'll be there when I be there. Like with him, it's like you got to think of like a job, like a business. Like he's,
yeah,
he's
got other shit. Yeah, I guess I found out something today. I'm not responsible,
but hopefully, like it was all fun, and hopefully the edit turns out sick. Your little advertisement,
we'll see it. Yeah, definitely. Josh helped me out with that a lot. Like I shot the idea to him, and he made it better. He made everything better.
What was your script? What'd you write it on? Just like a piece of paper?
I wrote it on a piece of paper and I sent it to him, and he told me to write a dialogue. I tried my best. I wrote like the what was going to go down. I wrote the donut shop.
He just
getting me coffee.
Jay can't really like form a complete sentence, so he just drew pictures. And he was like something like this.
He do this.
Just a stick figure doing a kickflip or something.
Kickflip.
And it says on the shirt, "Let's create." This is my vision.
Josh is like, I'll make that better.
He just turns it into a whole short film.
Josh turned into a fucking. He turned into a movie, bro. He has a whole fucking like. His camera is crazy. Should look at my dick.
Speaking of dicks, Jay has always jerked off. We're talking about jerking off again. You've always jerked off with nothing. Like you don't use anything to jerk off. Just your hand on your.
Just a little hand. Yeah, my little thing.
Okay. See, for me, I don't think there's ever been a time in my life where I just did it dry like that.
Oh,
like with nothing. Like I mean, that's cool because you could do it anywhere. You've talked about it on the podcast. You've done it in various different places, which is like, that's a cool story to tell.
Yep.
My only story with that is that I've done it while driving one time, which like I've already talked about. Why you raise your eyebrows? Like you're surprised. Like I haven't talked about that story before. It's
because you use Vaseline.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to get into. I can't use lotion. So I put this dude on Vaseline.
He put me on Vaseline. I was walking down the aisle.
Let me tell the story though. Because I go way back, bro. All
right, go ahead. Tell me your story, how you picked up the Vaseline project.
When I'm a little kid, when I'm like 14, whenever I started, you know, like beating my stuff, I'm like trying to figure it out. I'm like trying to figure out what I like, what feels good. I'm like trying it with nothing. Nothing's really happening. I try like spitting on my hand. I try lotion, which was like working.
Yeah.
So it starts working because, you know, that was just like the stereotypical lotion and tissues to masturbate, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And like, so I started doing that. It's going good for a while. And then one day I don't have lotion anymore. And I'm like, what else can I use? I'm looking around and I might have even Googled like substitutes for masturbating, like a fucking lubricant, like instead of lotion. And then we had Vaseline. And
it I was Vaseline? Like, did yeah. Google say Vaseline?
I might have. I honestly don't remember, but I remember seeing it in our bathroom. And what follows next,
what the fuck,
changed my life forever. I did it, and I was like, holy shit. It fucking stays consistent.
Stays, you know, warm?
Because with lotion, I had to like keep adding more lotion because lotion goes into your skin. You know, like you put lotion, it absorbs into your skin.
Yeah.
So like, it just dries out when you're fucking jerking off. And I don't know why I said it like that. So like I had to keep applying more lotion to my hand, my right hand, my wingman, when I was jerking off. So the Vaseline, I didn't have to keep scooping up some Vaseline. Like it, you just put it. A little, it's it just thing. Stays on there.
It does.
It is messy, but if you're listening to this and you jerk off, like, so basically if you're older than, like,
if you're in the stage of jerking off, just use Vaseline. Like, try it.
Sorry, this fucking camera turns off. Anyways, try it. Try Vaseline. That shit will change your life. What are you eating now, bro? Oh my god.
Let me be. Shit, I'm living.
I just fucking burned the fuck out of my finger. Stop! You fucking, bro, I'm ending it. All right. It's been a good late talk. Thank you guys for listening and watching. Our links will be in the description.
Are you really done?
Are you done? That's the question. Are you done? Are you fucking finished?
Responsibility, Jason. Bro. Chill.
Jason.
Films?
You said you want to start being more responsible.
You're right.
Working on it.
Let's do it.
You're showing no progress.
Yep.
That's what I like to see. Now back to our program. So jerking off with Vaseline, it's fucking unmatched.
I think that shit's fucking, it's not talked about much.
Vaseline?
They need to start talking about that shit.
Yeah, when I tell someone, because I don't give a fuck, I'll tell someone.
I'm like, scared, dude. I was scared. When you told me about that, I was scared. Because when it gets on your actual tip, like, what the fuck happens? Like, I thought it would burn.
The fuck? It's just...
I thought it would burn.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought. Because that's why I always use, like, just my bare hand. But
no, that shit's fucking sick,
bro. You told me about it, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to grab it. And I did it, and it was the best ever.
And, like, it's just...
It just took over this, like, my inner beast.
Wait, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be 100 right now. I read not too long. I didn't read back then, but I read not too long ago, like, this year, 2022. No, the cons. I'm not going to look it up. But basically, like, you can do it, but if you use Vaseline too much, like, on the regular, like, I was doing every single day, you can lose, like, sensitivity in your dick. So, basically, when I have sex, I don't come fast. Which is, like, kind of a good thing, you know? Like, I don't finish, like, in a couple minutes.
That's impressive.
But even when... So, like, I could go for, like, hours.
Hours? Like,
yeah.
Oh, maybe because your sensitivity?
So, like, from, like, 14, whatever, till when, like, these years of not having sex, just fucking jerking off, little fucking horny teenager. Like, all I was used to was Vaseline, you know? And then, like, actually having sex, like, I wasn't, like... I was just used to using Vaseline, you know, yeah. And I guess I'm losing some type of sensitivity in my dick, which I don't, I still feel shit in my dick, like, but I think since, like, my dick was used to that, like, that routine, no. Bro, what the fuck, bro, why with these sound effects?
Dude, because that's the fuck you mean, that's what it sounds like.
Bro, you don't need to add, I'm pretty sure they get a picture in their head, unfortunately.
They, I'm pretty sure they see you just naked with your dick out and shit.
It's cool. Fuck right. It.
Go ahead. Continue your story.
Anyways, yeah. So, like, it's just not like that. So, like, I know it's pretty normal for people to, like, ejaculate fast, you know? Like, just to come, just like, within it. A couple minutes. Like it's been known, like, people have sex for the first time and they 45 seconds sometimes type shit, you know? Or even less.
It's happened to me a lot.
But that... It's never been a problem for me.
I fumbled really. The bag.
Well, you should have been on Vaseline a long time ago.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I mean, now I'm on it, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see if this myth is real.
But I'm in a way jealous that you can jerk off with nothing. Like, that you could just bare it, like, dry.
Bear
because
it out.
You can do it anywhere. Yeah. Like, that's a flex. Be like, flex. If you ever, like, went to the White House or something for, like some type of, like, I don't know, a field trip, a business meeting. I don't know what the fuck you'd be there for a business meeting for. But if you ever got the chance to go to the White House, you could just be like, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick and jerk off. Just do it.
You think people have done that before?
Bro, it's the fucking White House. It's not called...
Exactly.
No, it's not called the White House for nothing, bro. What comes out? Exactly, bro.
I don't think anybody, like, the security's going there rubbing one off real quick.
Yeah, bro.
Securities get mad horny.
Anyways, so yeah, I guess that's all I wanted to say about that.
I mean,
yeah. Like that, like, bro.
Thank you for putting me on. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome, bro.
It means the world to me now. Like, I literally have a half empty bottle of Vaseline.
Bro, I've just been, since I was fucking like 14, just getting like jugs of it. Like,
I used to judge you. I used to go in your room, right? Like, today. And I used to go in your room and be like, what the fuck? This fool has a bottle of Vaseline, like a big ass tub.
Damn, his lips must be hella chapped.
I mean, fuck, bro.
And then you open it up and there's like pubes.
Pubes in there, fucking dirt.
Fucking, I just fuck the bottle of Vaseline. Like, I just open a fresh tub of it and just. Did you know there's eggs? Like, I was on Spencer's.com because I was informed that I never really look at male sex toys. I just know, oh, there's like pocket pussy,
flashlight, and shit.
But like, I was on there looking at the category for men.
Yeah.
And there's like different shit you can fuck. It's
for
crazy.
Men?
Like,
oh, they have like the little rings.
There's like a little egg. Oh, like, yeah, those rings. I don't know. What are the purpose of those?
You,
to,
put,
like,
it, you put it on your dick.
Yeah, but hard, why?
And it chokes.
But why? That fucking, oh, imagine like a ring around your dick that does not make me want to,
that shit does not make me want to do anything.
That makes you all fucking squirmy, bro. Like,
imagine just there. But no,
what's the purpose? Is there like,
I don't know. This makes your shit harder.
I'm going to look it up.
Look,
hey,
up
Siri.
What's that to talk about, people?
What is the purpose of a... It's called a cock ring. That shit sounds ring? Fucking funny.
Cock.
A ring applies pressure to the area around the base.
Oh,
and in some cases, the penis and testicles. This pressure causes the blood vessels to tighten, slowing the flow of blood away from the penis. Oh, it helps it stay harder longer. Okay. I guess I could have just skipped to that part.
That's lit.
Okay. Order... Amazon. Order one real quick. Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
Yeah.
Have you actually?
Once.
What was that? You can't move. You can't talk.
What? I guess you can't. No, you can't move for shit. You can't move. And then last time, you're just there laying down like a dead body. Yeah. Just,
but your eyes are open. You can see.
Yeah.
And you see shit. Like, you actually.
Okay. So I didn't experience the whole thing, but I just heard noises. Like really. Okay. It's gonna sound like this. I'm gonna show you actually things like.
Really.
Like that. And literally, it sounds just like that.
Oh, fuck.
And
that sounded scary. Wait, do it again. Oh, my God, dude.
Right when it hits that.
Freak out.
Right when it hits that. Like, you open your eyes, and you're like, it's silent. Dead silent, like. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? And I'm just freaking out. I was like, dude. And I felt like I couldn't move. I felt like I really couldn't move. And I just ended up just closing my eyes again and slept.
That's insane.
That shit was fucking.
See, like, I've heard that, like. If you talk about sleep paralysis, like, you have, like, someone I was talking to about it, like, on New Year's said that they were talking about how they've never had it, and then the next day they had sleep paralysis, and it was fucking weird. So then we stopped talking about it. We were like, okay, fuck that. I don't want to, like,
no, bring it.
But I recently, last week, I had a dream that I was in a room, like a little sleepover, say, like, me, you, and, like, Mowgli, like, sleeping in my room or some shit. Like, I don't remember who the people were, like, the friends, but we were all sleeping in my room. And someone in the corner was having sleep paralysis. So I was having a dream of somebody else having sleep paralysis in my dream.
So does that mean you were having sleep paralysis?
That's what I thought. I was like, wait. Because I could see my friend in the corner. Like, and in the dream, I could see what he was seeing. And he couldn't move. And he was freaking out.
Yeah.
And like, you could tell, like, he was fucking scared. Oh, and then in my dream, I realized, oh shit, I'm dreaming. Like, am I about to have sleep paralysis?
Oh shit, were you controlling your dream?
Nah, I just woke up right there. It was crazy. Have you ever controlled your dreams?
But I heard how you could do it. I forgot how to do it, but there's like a way.
Wait, bro. You want to hear the craziest shit?
What?
I think I might have said this in a podcast, but I'm going to go like a different direction with it because I don't think I told this full shit. When I was like 14, before I started jerking off, I would have wet dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a wet dream? Mm-hmm. Like where you wake up just nutted?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, like, I would wake up.
Definition of nut.
I would wake up with, like, my boxers just flooded with cum. Like, sticky, white. You get the point. And I wasn't jerking off. So I'm like, okay, well, like at the end of every week, I would have one. So, like, once a week. It was like this, like, it started coming, like, turning into this pattern. Like, it went on for, like, 2 months. And then I was like, okay, I need to start jerking off. Like, I need to just get this out.
Mm-hmm.
Like. And that's when I started. But
and you get this out.
During that period of the wet dreams, I had a lucid dream where you can control your dream. And bro, I had a lucid wet dream. I was like, I still remember it vividly, lucid but like I'm going to leave out details just for like the sake of the podcast.
Okay.
So I'm in class in my dream. So I'm in dream. I'm dreaming and I'm in class and the bell rings, you know, we're leaving class. And in that moment, I realized, oh shit, I'm dreaming. And for whatever reason, like, especially when I was younger, when I realize I'm dreaming, my first thought is to do things that you can't do in real life.
Oh, what'd you do, bro?
So I think I like went up and like grabbed some girl's ass or like something along those lines.
Damn.
And just in real life finished.
You smashed?
No, like I just, it doesn't take much in a dream to like trigger the wet dream. Like for you to come. And so it doesn't have to be like in a wet dream doesn't necessarily have to be you having sex. It's just like you come, you finish in real life. Something you dream. So it could be just like some girl touches my leg and I'm just like, it doesn't. Yeah, it's like really like that's how it be in the dreams. So like, I don't know. I think I just like the bell rang. We're leaving class. Uh-huh. I realized I was dreaming. I was like, oh shit, I have to act fast. Ran over and then grabbed some girl's ass. Just straight sexual harassment in my dream. And then I just finished.
What the fuck?
And then I wake up and I was like, that was crazy. I realized I was dreaming and I still like finished. But it feels like in my dream, it felt like I was peeing my pants, but in a good way.
Dude, the thing about my wet dream is like, it's not like that intense, but I would like pee the bed. So I'd wake up.
Dude, that's not a wet dream. That's just wetting the bed.
What is you get the point, bro. I'm trying to make like that was a wet dream that I would have. Like, I'd just pee the bed. And like, I know, like, I don't think I ever told you that, but it was going on for like a couple years. Like, I was young and it ended when I was like 15, 14.
Okay, well, I wish I could have one again. It wasn't that like I didn't like it, but like it was so inconvenient having to wake up at like 4 a.m. and clean my shit and change. And then one time it happened when I was staying the night at my cousin's house. I'm sleeping on this fool's couch and I already knew it was like Friday. Like, oh shit, I haven't had a wet dream in a while.
So you just busted on his couch?
In my pants.
In your bed.
In my fucking underwear and pants. Like, I was just sleeping fully clothed, like in jeans probably or some shit.
I'm fucking dead.
And then I'm just weird. I just wet dream and I wake up and I'm like, fuck. I don't remember what I did after that. I don't know if I brought extra like clothes just in case. But I remember waking up.
Just in case you had an extra set of clothes, just in case you nutted in your pants?
But I think so. Cause like, bro, it was happening like at the end of every week, every weekend. Oh, it would be like a Friday or a Saturday. Like, I swear there was like a pattern for 2 months straight.
Should have called your mom and asked her what was going on.
like last balls, episode.
Put your balls.
Like last episode where you said that you made out with a fucking dog.
We're done.
That's it, bro.
No, you can't end it with the fucking dog thing.
Thank you guys for listening to the podcast with Brian Arnett and the guy who makes out with dogs for a living.
No, you, oh, fuck no.
Okay, what do you want to end it on? That you're not as responsible as me?
No, that I don't fucking nut my pants every fucking day.
Okay, well, mine was 14 years old too, just like when you made out with the dog. With the Maltese.
I'd rather make out with my dog than nut in my pants every fucking day.
Leave in the comments. Would you rather make out with a dog
once
or bust a nut in your pants
and clean it up every fucking day
8 times every week for 2 months? 8 times, it's not that bad. You just started.
I don't know. They be the judge of that shit. I'd rather make out a dog again than busting my nut and clean my pants.
Bro, that shit felt fucking fire.
So did the dog's mouth.
Oh my god, we're done. We're done. Thanks for watching and listening. Later on, follow us. All that shit. Peace out. You did not just say that it felt good.